It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good evening and welcome to the Ray Utzler Gymnasium, where our Lady Indians are going to be taking on the Lady Knights here at Crestview. And this should be a really good one. Crestview, don't know how many wins they have, but they have one loss to Coldwater, and that is it. And I'm going to guess it's around 10 wins and a loss. Indians are coming in undefeated at 8 wins, no losses, I believe. That's what the MAC website said. I believe that's right. It could be 9, but we are undefeated. And as of the latest poll that I have, the state poll, which is from last Monday, Convoy and Fort Recovery are each number 5. Fort Recovery number 5 in Division 3. Convoy number 5 in Division 4. Spoke to someone out in the hall who said they had heard it was the new poll came out today, and Crestview is number 3 in Division 4. So when you get up there, it's all everybody's good. Everybody's really good. And, of course, Crestview's, again, seems like the 10th year in a row, led by Maya Etzler. She's finally a senior, 6'2", and just she is outstanding. She's tall. She hits it hard. Just a great, great volleyball player, and I'm sure they have several other players to go with her, but she's the one that we're going to have to look out for. I'm going to say somewhere along the lines of what Paige Jones was 6 or 7 years ago. We were able to beat them with Kaya Wendell and several other girls digging out some of those just killer smashes that Paige Jones had. And we were able to give them their only defeat of that year and one of the only defeats of her career. I think she still has the state record for the number of kills. And if you ever saw her play, you wouldn't be wondering why. She was tremendous. And I think Maya Etzler is along those same lines. And it's going to be a big challenge for our Indians tonight. So let's kind of go over, as I said, their only loss is to Coldwater. And we play them tomorrow night. This is a gauntlet for our Lady Indians this week, playing number 5 Crestview tonight, playing number 2 Coldwater tomorrow night, and playing number 9, at least as of last Monday, number 9 in the state, Marion, on Thursday. So it's going to be a tough, tough week for our girls. If they come out of here undefeated, look out. The schedule lined up that way. That's how it goes. And we don't have really any easy ones on our schedule anyway. Everybody's a MAC school or a really good non-league school. So it doesn't really help us to schedule easy wins. We don't get better that way. And state rankings are big. And it's nice, but sometimes that's not all there is. So where the MAC stands right now, Fort Recovery is I'm going to say on top, 3 wins, no losses, 8 wins, no losses overall. New Bremen, 3 wins, no losses in the league, 10 wins and 1 loss overall. Coldwater, so Fort Recovery number 5 in Division 3. New Bremen is number 2 in Division 4. Coldwater is number 2 in Division 3. They're 2-1 in the MAC. I believe that was New Bremen that knocked them off, and they're 11-1 overall. St. Henry is number 4 in Division 3, and they're at 2-1 and 9-2 overall. Marion Local is number 9 in Division 4. They're 1 win, 2 losses, and still number 9 in the state. And 8 wins and 2 losses overall. Minster's number 18 in the state with 1 win and 2 losses in Division 4 and 5-5 overall. And Versailles down near the bottom, another one at 1-2 in the league and 5-6 overall. They're number 13 in Division III. So we're going to take a break. They're getting ready to do the intros on the national anthem. So we'll be back in just a little bit after these messages.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Yep, sorry, just kind of trying to catch up on... I thought they said starting lineups, and they're naming every player on the team. So I'm not sure exactly who the starting players will be for the Lady Knights. So I'm just trying to get information so I can do some very remedial, I'll call it, statistics tonight. So just looked up. I saw the WSN. Cameraman that's around all the time, and that's going to be on sometime, but I did not get a chance to talk to him. I don't know when that's going to be on, but looking up in the rafters, I believe it is Steve Shine But our old friend, I believe that that is Jeff Overholzer up there, going to help announce the game here tonight. So this should be a really good one. And when you go to check out the listings, so you find out when WSN is going to have the game on. But we're going to get to hear Jeff Overholzer, our old friend from the – he still works at WPGW, but he doesn't do the announcing for them. He does some. Last year he did quite a few. In the last two or three years he's done quite a few games, football, basketball, volleyball for WOSN. He had some health problems last spring, winter, can't remember exactly, and wasn't sure he was ever going to do this again, and he is right up there, and he is he's looking good, and we wish him all the best. Good friend, Jeff Overholzer, one of the finest people around, and he announced our lady basketball games, boys basketball games 30 years ago for WPGW, and our fans love Jeffrey O. So it's going to be, looks like Kayla Heitkamp's going to start it off for the Indians, received by the Lady Knights. Back over to Indians. Kennedy with a big hit and down on the Lady Knights side, 1-0 for the Indians, and Kayla will go back to serve again. Kayla's ready. Official blows the whistle. It's received. Setting it up for the right side. And down and off of one of our, look off of Tegan's hand, goes backwards. And that is a big old kill for, I believe that is Lily Best. And number 12, Adeline Figley, will serve for the Lady Knights. We're setting it up for the front and to Sage Luthold, but she puts it across the net, but just out of bounds on the side. And Figley will go to serve again. It's 2-1 Lady Knights. We're setting it back set for Mara. They receive it, and it's down on the Indian side between Tegan and Callie. So it is. Indians got the first point, and the Lady Knights have gotten the next three. It's 3-1, and Figley will serve again. Now it hits the net and goes across, setting it up for Kennedy on the near side, and they say it is out. So that is 4-1 Lady Knights, and another service point for Adeline Figley. Received by Callie. She'll set it up for Tegan. It's across. They're going to shoot it across. Blocked by our Indians. Back across. They hit it back to us. We're setting it up for Mara on the far side. And they put it over on the second hit. We put it over on the second hit. They put it down. And they say it's right in that corner. It's as far away from me as you could get and still be on the court. I thought it might be out, but it is in, and it is 5-1 in favor of the Lady Knights. Indians need to get a side out here. She'll get it up over, and Callie gets it, and Mara has to roll shot it over. And they set it up for their front row. We're setting it back set for Kennedy. Kennedy taps it. It's saved by the Lady Knights. They almost fumbled it, but oh! The same lady called that one in, and I am absolutely certain that that was out. But she called it in, and it is 6-1 in favor of the Knights, and the Indians call a timeout. And we'll just take a quick little break with them, and we'll be back in just a minute here.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Ray Etzler Gym. And Figley will be serving again with a 6-1 lead over our Indians. And We set it up for Kennedy. And say we hit it. They blocked it back to us. They're calling it four hits. But anyway, 7-1. And Figley, her serves aren't killing us, but that one is long and it's out. So now it's finally 7-2, and we break their serve, and it will be Mara Pearson going back to serve for our Indians. And as I've mentioned plenty of times, she will throw the ball up in the air about 10 feet and then hit it at knuckleball, and they play it pretty well. And Etzler set it up for one of the other ones. They get it across. Our Indians kind of block it. Back set by, and she called that one in. And, again, that is far away as I can get, but that looked out to me. But she was 100 feet closer than I am. So it's now 8-2. And number four, Casey Gregory, the freshman, will go back and serve for the Lady Knights. Received by Callie. Set up for our front. And she calls that one out on the side. I couldn't see it. It was very close, right down the line. 9-2. Indians need to get side out here. Indians setting it up for the right side for Tegan, or left side, excuse me, and gets it across. And they're struggling to get it over, but they do get it over. And we're back setting for Kennedy. Kennedy smacks it, but it's saved, going near the rafters, but they roll shot it over. Callie receives it. Tegan to Sage, and Sage hits it, but it's blocked and down on our side, 10-2. And the Lady Knights continue to roll right now over our Indians. Casey Gregory, the freshman, will serve again. Received by Tegan. They set it up for Tegan. She gets it across. They're setting it up for the left side, and it rolls down the line and down the net and out of bounds from one side to the other. Rolled about 10 feet on the net and then dropped. Oh, they say it was tipped. I did not see the tip. So it's 11-2. Received by Callie. We're scrambling. Tegan with a big hit. And it goes over into the Lady Knights bench off of one of their players. So it's 11-3. And we are going to get Megan Evers. See if she can get... So she's had several times when she's come in and served a number of points in a row, and we need that badly right now. It's 11-3. Indians are down. They receive it. Back set for Etzler. Blocked by, looked like Guggenbiller and Fort Camp. And down on the Knights' side, and it is 11-4, and Megan Evers has a badly needed service point. And she will go back to serve again. And comes to the left side. They play it, setting it up for the left side, and off. We blocked it, but it goes out of bounds. I thought it might have hit one of their players, but it did not. So it is 12-8. And I can't see who's going to serve it. Okay, this is going to be Maya Etzler back to serve for the Lady Knights. She's down where I can't see her, but I got to. I'm on the far end. In a classroom looking down on this, so pretty good. And we receive it, not very well, but we do play it, get it across. They're setting it up for their left side and off our blockers and down on our side, and it is 13-4. Indians need to get something going here. It is not good. Etzler will serve again. We have to get this under control. That is received by Mara, stepped in front of Callie, and it shot kind of to the net, and there was none of our players there to do anything with it. So we're going to take another break here with an Indians timeout and see if we can get this straightened out.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsight Streets.
Welcome back to Convoy, Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Crestview Knights, Lady Knights, leading our Lady Indians 14-4 in set number one. And Maya Etzler is back to serve again. And that is very long and out. So 14-5 now. And it will be Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve for our Indians. Indians are trailing. It's received up to the front row. They're setting it up. Indians block it, and they get it back to us. We send it back to them, and going to call a double hit on the Lady Knights. So that will be 14-6 now, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. 14-6, Indians trailing. Kennedy with a nice serve, received, setting it up for the left side, and big smash by Callie Gregory off of Callie, and it goes out of bounds behind her, so it is 15-6. And looks like number 23, Jossie Kolwicki, will go back to serve for the Lady Knights. They lead 15-6, and the Indians are struggling here. We need to do noticeably better. Received by Tegan. Kennedy back, sets it for Tegan. Tegan gets it. They play it. They're going to have to roll shot it across. They try to get it in a corner. Tegan runs it down, and she shoots it across court and just out of bounds. So it is 16-6. Indians down by 10. That is not good for our Indians, and it'll be Kolwicki going back to serve again. Received by Tegan. Kennedy back set for Tegan. And off of Haley McCoy and down, and Tegan with a kill. And it's 16-7. And now Tegan will go back to serve for Indians. We need to. She's also had, well, almost every one of our players has served a number of points in a row. So we need to get one of those runs going here, change this momentum. Received. They put it over on the second hit and off of Callie's hand backwards, and it's 17-7. They break the serve, and Callie Gregory will go back to serve. Callie is the senior, and apparently her sister Casey, a freshman, also is playing. And she puts the first one about 3 feet long. So Indians with a little bit of good news there, 17-8. And Callie will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. And again, she's another one that has had a number of times where she's served multiple points. That knuckleball hits the net, but they are able to play it. And Mara sets it up for Kennedy, or Kennedy sets it up for Sage. They are playing it big, good scramble. They roll shot it across. Callie, Kennedy sets it up for Mara. Mara puts it down, and that'll be, they say that it did hit the floor. I couldn't tell if the young lady saved it or not, but they say it hit the floor, so a kill for Mara, and it's 17-9. Let's get another point here. 1 point at a time, girls. It'll be Etzler setting it up for Paige Guggenbiller. Excuse me, for Adlin Figley, and she hits it off our blocker and out of bounds. So it's 18-9, and the libero Ellie Klein is going back to serve. Mara. Kennedy's setting it for Tegan. Tegan hits it too long. So it is now 19-9, 10-point lead again for the Lady Knights. Mara, Kennedy. Mara with a big hit. They play it. It's setting it to their left. Indians block it. They're setting it up again on the left. And Mara blocks it and down on the Knights side. So it's 19-10. And that'll bring in Kayla Heitkamp to serve for our Indians. And she is She started off one of our sets 2 weeks ago with 10 straight points. So we need that right now, and that would give us the lead. But she puts the first one just a little too low. It hit the top of the net and fell down on our side. So it is now a 10-point deficit. And Adeline Figley will go back. And she started, well, after they got the serve, I think she scored, she served six straight points. And she hits the top of the net, same thing that Kayla did. And it comes down, and it is 20-11. New life for our Indians, but time is getting short here. It's 20-11, and Mara will go back to serve. She hits it way out on the left, well, on the receiving side, way out on the right side. And it is 21-11, again, a 10-point deficit. And it'll be number four, Casey Gregory, the freshman, received by the Indians. Tegan puts it across, and they can't handle it. That was a good play, and that'll give Tegan a point there, and the Indians get a point, and it'll be Megan Evers going back to serve for the Indians, 21-12. We trail. Megan with the knuckleball. They receive it. They're going to back set for Etzler, and it's played by the Indians, and it'll be was a fight. It was kind of a tie at the net between Guggenbiller and Etzler, and Guggenbiller won that. Etzler got her hand on it, but she couldn't get it up in the air where somebody could play it. So service point there, and it's 21-13, only down eight now. Let's keep it going one at a time. That was they stepped away and let it drop, and with that knuckleball, it dropped straight down and was in by 3 feet when they knew it was going to go out, and that knuckleball just dived down. So it's now 21-14, and now the Lady Knights will take a timeout, and we'll just take a little timeout with them, see if we can get one of our sponsors in here.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big...
Sorry, we're going to break in. There's supposed to be a minute timeout. It was about 25 seconds. So we'll... get back to that. Indians are down 21-14, and Evers will serve again. It's received. They're setting it up for the left side and hit out to the left side. And Megan Evers with another very valuable service point, 21-15. Indians are moving four straight points here for them. Only down six. It's received by the Lady Knights, and they tip it. We just barely save it. And Megan Evers with a nice save, and they're going to call a double hit on our Indians. So it'll be they finally break Megan Evers' serve. 22-15. Indians still in this with a little bit of momentum going, but we really need to get things going. Maya Etzler back to serve for the Lady Knights, and that will hit the net, and it's 22-16. Indians only down six, and we've scored six of the last 7 points here. So Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back and serve for our Lady Indians, and we need to get another three or four or five points here. Kennedy with a nice shot, and they receive it, setting it up for Gregory, on the left side. Indians block it and get it back. And they smash one into our blockers, and it goes clear across the court and goes out of bounds. So it is 23-16, and the Lady Knights are serving. Josie Kulwicki is serving for the Lady Knights, received by Callie Kennedy. Tegan with a big hit, and she smashes it off of one of their players and goes backwards, sideways, actually out of bounds. 23-17, and Tegan will go back to serve. So Teagan will serve. Indians down six again. We've been going from six to seven, but we can't do that. It's 23 points. So. And they hit it across on the second serve, and it is going to be set point for Kulwicki. And, Callie Gregory. Going to be set point for the Lady Knights. 24-17. We need a big rally. Played by Callie. Kennedy sets it up for Guggenbiller, and she'll just tap it over their blockers and down. So that wasn't anything huge, but that was a kill, and it's 24-18, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Lady Indians, needing points again. And they receive it, setting it up for the left side. And they've given them the point, but it is contested. It looked to me like that it was tipped. Well, they're saying it was tipped by us. So I'm guessing that this set is over, and the Lady Knights win this one 25-18. So we'll take a little break, and unless something happens here, I'm guessing, yep, they've got the timer going, so that is this set. So back in just a minute.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium here in Convoy, Crestview High School, and our Lady Indians dropped the first set 25-18. It may look different if you are here or if you are going to be watching later on WOSN, but I didn't think that Etzler was extremely dominant. They just have a really good team, and they dominated us early, but from about 20 points on for them, we kept going back and forth from 6 to 7 points down. So we hung right in there with them at the end of this set. So let's see how this goes. It will be their libero, number 8, Ellie Klein. And they get it over, and we receive it, but we can't play it. So they lead 1-0. So Ellie Klein will go back and serve again. Ellie Klein back to serve. Hard shot played by Mara, setting it up for Teagan. And they're going to say that we must have stepped under the net, so it's 2-0. We do not want to get down to them big early. Played by Mara. Kayla sets it for Mara. She puts it down, but just a little wide on this, as I'm looking at it from behind the Knights, the left side, and it's 3-0. Klein again. That hits the net, and just hit the net twice and rolled over. Sage Luthold did what she could, but that was just very unfortunate. So that's 4-0. We have to stop the bleeding right now. Can't let them keep that momentum going. Played by Callie. Kayla set up for Kennedy. They play it. Etzler sets it up for Aiden Figley, and she smashes one down, and it is 5-0. And the Indians are hurting again. We cannot let them keep getting this momentum and keeping it. We were fighting them at the end of the last set, but we are hurting right now. Mara to Kayla set up for Tegan. We smash it, but they are able to play it, and then they smash one down on our side, and that is another service point for Klein, and Coach Guggenbiller is calling a timeout, and we'll just take one with them here. Be back after this from Reisner Energy.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Reisner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac Automatic Standby Generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reisner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Welcome back. Indians down 6-0 at the beginning of this one. Starting kind of like the first set did. We got the first point. We served first, and then they ran off a bunch. And it is Indians play it. Klein with the serve. And Mara with a big smash, and they are unable to play it. And it's 6-1 now, and Mara will go back to serve 6-1, and we need to get some points out of this. Mara with a high throw, then serves the knuckleball. They play it, and big smash, and Indians put it down. And they do call that one in, and it definitely was. I believe that was Tegan with the smash, and it is 6-2. And Mara will go back to serve again. That knuckleball, they play it, and it hits the antenna, and it's 6-3. Here we go. We got a couple of points, and we need to keep it going here. Mara going back again. 6-3, Indians down. And it's played by the libero. Callie Gregory sets it up, and I believe that was Etzler that put it down, and it is 7-3. But we got a couple of points out of it, so that was good for our Indians. It'll be Adeline Figley going back to serve for the Lady Knights. Callie plays it. Kayla Tegan puts it down. A big, big smash for Tegan Fortkamp. And it is 7-4, and the Indians will get the serve. And it looks like it will be Megan Evers going back again. I believe she got three or four in a row when she served in the last set and brought us from 10 down to 6 down, and that's where we stayed. So if we can get three or four more again here, we should be in pretty good shape. They play the serve, although it was tough. They're scrambling, but they get it. It's off of Tegan's hand, and we can't retrieve it, and it's 8-4. So now it will be number 4, Casey Gregory, the freshman, going back to serve for the Lady Knights. They lead 8-4 here in set number 2. The Indians did not win set number 1. 25-18 was the final in that one. And received by Tegan, then set up for Kennedy. Tip back to us. We get it again, and Paige Guggenbiller smashed it, but into the net. So it's 9-4. And Gregory will go back to serve again. Tegan to Kayla. Tegan with a smash, but blocked by Etzler and I believe number 15, Kennedy Kreider. And it is 10-4. Indians need to get the break the serve here. And it's Tegan. Kayla back set to Kennedy. She puts it down, and it is she puts it in just over their defenders, and Indians break the serve, and it is Kennedy going back to serve now. 10-5 the score. Kennedy Mullenkamp, we're needing some points here. Played by Lady Knights. They're kind of scrambling. They get it across. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan on our left side and off of their defender and off of another defender's hands. Never got more than a couple of feet off the ground. And Kennedy with a much-needed point here. And they play it again. They're playing from the left side, and they smash it down. Can't see who that was. That was number 3, Callie Gregory, the senior. She's been playing extremely well, and Etzler will go back to serve for the Lady Knights. 11-6. We can't let them get too many points here. That one taps the top of the net. Kennedy will set it up for Tegan. Tegan smashes it. They put it across on the second one. Kennedy saves it over to Tegan, and they're going to call. I think maybe somebody might have stepped under the net. So 11-7, and Tegan will go back to serve. We needed that one badly. We're only down 4. If we can get a couple of points each time we serve and fight our way back into this and get the momentum switched, we're okay. Tegan with a tough serve. They're struggling to get it across. They do. Kennedy saves it. Callie will pop it up for Tegan. Tegan will smash it down, and it was just in. This official over here right on the ball, he was right on it, and it was in, and we are down 11-8. Now Tegan is going to serve again. And that one hits the net. 12-8. And trying to see who's going to. Oh, there we go. They're subbing in. It'll be Jossie Kolwicki in to serve for the Lady Knights. They lead 12-8, and we need to break the serve again. Callie plays it. Kennedy back sets and for Cameron. Cameron's in the game now, and we are popping it up again. Cameron with another one, and they're going to pop it across on the second one, or on the first, second hit, and that falls in there and down for a point. So it is 13-8. Now we're down 5. Kolwicki back to serve again. So as I mentioned, Cameron Mullenkamp is in the game for the Indians now. So it looks like we have Tegan, Callie, Mara, Kennedy, Cameron, and Guggenbiller. So we'll play by Callie. Kennedy sets it for Mara. Mara, that's out of bounds, but I thought that was tipped. The lady on the far end is I have disagreed with several of hers, and I almost never disagree with an official's call. And so let's see, Kowicki goes back to serve again, and she hits that one long. So it's 14-9, Indians down 5, and Callie will go back to serve. The up official, and on several of these calls, has been closer than the flag official, and she has deferred almost every time to the flag official. So they receive it, we block it, and down on their side, and it's 14-10, and Callie has a service point. 14-10, we need to get a couple more here, Callie. That'll come across. They play it, and Gregory tips it back to the far corner. Nobody home, and it's 15-10. They break our serve, and it's going to be Callie Gregory going to go back to serve for the Lady Knights. And Mara, Kennedy, we're scrambling. Mara gets it across. They'll set it up for the left side, And Callie takes the slam, and Mara plays it from out of bounds, gets it across. And Callie with the save. Kennedy sets it up for Cameron, and they cannot – oh, excuse me, that was Sage Luthold this time. And Sage gets that one down. Three Knights hit it, but once it got across the net, it never went over 3 feet off the ground. So it is 15-11. And Kayla Heitkamp, let's get that famous 10 points in a row here. So that's received, smashed, and I believe that the far official was correct that time, hit in that far back corner, and it is 16-11. And Ellie Klein, the libero, will serve now. Mara, she did not do a good job, came off her hands funny, goes pretty much straight to the floor, 17-11. And Klein with another, looks like she has 7 service points already this set. And is played by the Indians. We're setting it up for Mara on the far side. And it goes backwards up into the rafters, and the Knights can't play it. And it's 17-12. And Mara will go back to serve. 17-12. This is where we got 3 or 4 points in a row and got right back in the last set. So let's see if we can do that here. Setting it up for the front row. And the Lady Knights got a couple of hands on it but could not get there. 17-7. I didn't see who put that one down over here, but it was much needed. 17-13, Indians down 4. Mara will serve again. And Figley will play it. And Gregory will get it. They roll shot it across. Callie plays it, setting it up for Tegan on the far side. And I believe that was out of bounds. Again, the flag official is clear on the other end of the court, and the up official deferred to her for that call. And I just, she was, you know, however far that is, 30 feet closer. So it'll be 18-13. Indians receive, gets it back across. Looks like we stepped under the net, and it'll be 19-13. Figley will serve again, and the Indians will call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them.
Cooler weather is coming, but there are still plenty of grilling days left, so get in to Wayne IGA and take advantage of the best deals on steaks in the area. They have T-bones, ribeyes, New York strips, and ground chuck, looser patties, pork chops, boneless skinless chicken breasts, leg quarters, whatever you want for grilling. And they have over a dozen brands of barbecue sauce, including Wendell's Barbecue. Take advantage of the nice weather while it's still here and get grilling with great steaks from Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Welcome back to the Ray Etzler Gymnasium, where our Indians are trailing again, 19-13. We've only been ahead one time in this whole, in the two sets. We're ahead 1-0, and then they scored about 6 straight in that first set. So here we go again. Callie sets it up. We got it set up for Tegan. Going, they're fighting a little bit. Roll shot. Kayla will set it up for Cameron. And they block it. And down off of Kennedy, and it is 20-13. And Figley will serve again. And I believe I have her for 8 service points this set. Nope, I'm getting the two sets put together, so it's not that many. But still doing well. And the Indians, there's a crazy rally. They've been flipping it back and forth across the net and bouncing back to people. And it is... Okay, we're finally going to get it under control. Callie gets it up to the front, and Tegan gets it across. And Mara with a great save. It goes over to the Knights, and they flip it down, and they put it right in the inbounds. But the up official says that someone stepped under the net. So it is 20-14, and... Megan Evers will come in to serve for our Lady Indians. 20-14, we're down 6. time's getting short again. We have to get points here. And that hits the net and stays on our side. 21-14 now. And it will be Casey Gregory, the freshman, going back to serve for the Lady Knights. Mara receives it. Kayla Teagan with a big smash and off of their blockers and down on the Knights' side, 21-15. We need to get momentum going here. Even if we don't win this, we have to have momentum going. It is Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. We need to get at least in the 20s here. And she will serve, and it goes into the net. Man, we keep doing that. That's two of our servers in a row, and it's getting late in the game. Maya Etzler will come back to serve for the Lady Knights, leading by 7, 22-15. Need good things to happen here. That one hits the top of the net and stays on the Knights' side, so it's 22-16. But we can't keep trading the points. They only have to do that three more times and they win the mat or the set. So it's 22-16. Teagan will go back to serve for our Lady Indians, and we need points. That's received by the Lady Knights, set up in the front for Gregory, and she drops one down across the court on the, that's Kennedy Kreider, drops it down on the court opposite from where she was, 23-16, and it is Kolwicki back to serve again for the Lady Knights. There is setting it up for Kennedy, then down to Mara. And it is in. And again, that was 10 feet from the up official, and she deferred to the flag official who had to look through the net from 30 feet away. It's 23-17. They're going to set it up. Nice save by Kennedy after they smashed one, setting it up on the left-hand side. And we smash it, but it goes out of bounds, and it is 24-17, set point for the Lady Knights. Indians are looking like they are going to need a major victory to come away, to walk out of here undefeated on the season. We get that point, put it down on their side, 24-18, and it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve again. We have to get 6 points just to keep it going. They set it up. Teagan to Cameron to Kennedy. And it is just out of bounds, just long. And that is the end of set number two, 25-18. Again, same score as the first set. We have to get ourselves back together and get this going. So we'll be back with the third and hopefully nowhere near the final set right after this.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacists can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Ray Exler Gymnasium, Crestview High School, Convoy, Ohio, where our Lady Indians have gotten beat the first two sets tonight. The identical scores of 25-18. And both sets looked very similar. The Knights out to an early lead, and then the Indians trying to fight back and just can't do it. Maya Etzler is an outstanding player, but she is definitely not all they have. I haven't called her name much tonight. She's a very good player, but she is not that great dominant player up front. They just have a team full of very good players. So it'll be Kayla Heitkamp to set for the to serve for the Indians. They set it up for that time. They did set it up for Etzler, and she puts it down in front of Callie, I believe, and they lead 1-0, and it'll be Adeline Figley back to serve, and Indians are struggling a little bit. Kennedy roll shots it over, and they set it up for Etzler. Just as I said, hadn't called her name much. She has two gigantic smashes to get them their first 2 points here in the third set. So they lead 2-0, and Figley back to serve again. And we get it, just one of those dinkers over the net, and Maya gets it and puts it down on the in the corner and inbounds, and it's 2-1. And Mara will go back to serve. And that one is just long on the serve. Man, we needed that to drop in there, and it is now 3-1. We need to get some points. We can't let them keep getting that big lead at the beginning of the of every set. It's killing us. It's number four, Casey Gregory, the freshman, serving. We're back setting it for Kennedy, and they get it across, blocked on Maya Etzler shot, and we smash it down. They block it, and off of Kennedy Mullenkamp's block and out of bounds, and it is 4-1. And Gregory will go back to serve again. Mara saves it, or yeah, plays it, but it's goes basically right at the net, and nobody could play it, and it is 5-1. Here we go again with a big deficit to start off a set. We just can't keep doing that. Mara plays it, and we set it up for Kennedy. Big save for the Lady Knights, and we block it, and looks like one of our players was in the net. 6-1 again, and Coach Guggenbiller will call a timeout again. Be back in just a little bit.
Do you have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Welcome back. And the Lady Indians, kind of the same old story. We're down 6-1 to start the set. We receive it to, we set it up over to the far side for Tegan Fortkamp, and she can't make the play. 7-1. And Casey Gregory will go back and serve again. And we receive it. Tegan, it's off the blocker's fingertips. They're going to get it across. Kayla with a nice save. And we get it under control. Back over to the Lady Knights. They tried to get it to the front, got to us. We set it up for Tegan. And set up for their left side. And we can't handle it. And that was number 3, Callie Gregory. She's very strong here tonight. And it's now 8-1. And we receive it, and it goes straight out of bounds. So Gregory just keeps on piling up the points here. It's 9-1. Indians need to get this under control. Callie, back set for Kennedy. Kennedy puts one down. It's blocked by Etzler and Callie Gregory, and it is 10-1. Indians are in deep, deep trouble again. You know, we've been down early and fight our way back in every set, and it's getting, and we never can get there. It's so that I'm not sure what they're calling that. I believe they're going to give the Indians a point, and it's 10-2. So a little rally there that finally ended up the Indians' way. And it will be Kenzie Garkey this time going back to serve for the Indians. And that knuckleball, they play it very well. Set it up for Etzler. And we get it, we don't handle that hit very well. And it goes out of bounds, and it's 11-2. And Etzler will go back to serve. Etzler with a hit, played by Mara. Kayla. And Guggenbiller just can't quite get it over the net. And it is 12-2. And Etzler will go back to serve again. We are not looking like a number 5 team in the state and undefeated tonight against this really tough team here. So we get it set up for Tegan. They block it back to our side. They smash it down. We're setting it up for Mara. She puts it over on their side. They're going to set it up, but I believe they're going to call a double hit on the Crestview Knights, and it'll be 12-3, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve, and we need to get points. We need to get points off our serve, and it is time to go, ladies. They play the serve. They're going to roll shot it over. And we block it, but comes down on our side. And it is 13-3. Indians down 10 again. Again, we are down 2-0. Identical scores of 25-18. And we've been down 8 or 10 or 12 points and then to start off the sets and play them even the rest of the way. But we can't do that. So we set it up for Tegan. She hits it from her right side, clear over to the back left. And it is 13-4, and Tegan will serve. Tegan with a good serve. They play it up to the front row, and they put it. And Callie Gregory looked like she was going to set it and just flipped it down into an empty spot on our side on the second hit. And now she will serve. It's 14-4, and it is long. So the Indians get a break there, 14-4. And believe she's staying in. Yep, I see Carly Niekamp in the game for the Indians now. And Callie Wendell will serve down 9. They play it. We're setting it for Gregory, and we get it. Going to set it for Carly, and they play it. They're going to flip it across. Carly flips it back across on the first one. They put it across on the second one. Callie, Kennedy to Mara, and off their blocker and down, 14-6. We're down 8. This is kind of, this is very familiar, but we've been waiting too long to start making a little move. So that'll be a service point for Callie, and she'll go back and serve again. Callie with a nice hit, and they're gonna set the setup up for Casey Gregory, the freshman. She had a big hit, although she's not she's about the fourth, fifth tallest person on the team, but off of our block and out of bounds. 15-6. We're down 9, and it'll be the libero, Ellie Klein, serving, and she's had a lot of great serves today, and that one is in with a big smash for, I believe that was Tegan, and that was a much-needed point, 15-7, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for our Lady Indians. So she'll put it across, the knuckleball. They play it just barely. They get it across. Tegan's going after it. Kennedy can't quite get there. That was a tough play. They made a great recovery on a great serve. So it's 16-7. And Adeline Figley will serve. We set it up for Mara. They play it. Going to put it across on the second serve, or on the second hit. And we get it up toward the front, but it was too close to the net, and we're down 10. Figley will serve again, 17-7, and Coach Guggenbiller is calling another timeout, and we'll just take one, too, so I can catch my breath.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Back here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium, where our Indians are down 2-0, and our undefeated season is in major jeopardy. We're down 17-7, an extremely familiar score from the other sets. This is where we usually gain 2 or 3 points on them and end up with only a 7-point loss. But a loss is a loss, and we can't wait this late to get stuff going. So we have to turn it around here. We have to shift the momentum, and it'll be Figley serving again. Indians play it. Everybody's kind of confused. We roll shot it across. They're going to set it up for Etzler. We got a nice save by Tegan. And we set it up to the front row, and Etzler reaches across and smashes it down, except they're giving us the point. I believe they said she reached across the net, which is probably correct. So that'll be a point for the Indians, 17-8. And Mara will serve. And they've tried to tip it over to Maya Etzler, and it was a terrible tip, and she could not control it. So 17-9, and Mara's serving again. That is long, and it's 18-9. And number 4, Casey Gregory, the freshman, will go back to serve again. I believe she has 4 or 5 service points already this set. Callie, Kaya, Tegan, and down off the blockers on the night side. That's 18-10. We're down 8. Very familiar territory, and here's where we keep playing them even till the end of the game, but they only need 7 more points to win, and we need 15. So we need to to get a big run here. And it is Kenzie Garkey back serving for our Indians. And they're struggling a little bit, but they're going to roll shot it across. And they, two of them hit it, and neither one of them, between them, they couldn't get it over the net. And it's 18-11. So Garkey with the service point. She'll go back to serve again. Nice. And they struggle. And another great serve by Kenzie Garkey. They are struggling with her two serves here. 18-12, Indians only down six, and we are going the right direction. Played okay there by them. They back set it for Etzler, and she puts it down in a tough spot for our Indians, and I believe that's her third kill of the set here, and is 19-12, and she'll go back to serve. So Indians got 3 points there, but we need to do a lot better than that. We have to really, really get going. Etzler's serve, played by Mara. Kenzie sets it up for Guggenbiller, and the Lady Knights can't handle it, and it's 19-13, again, down six, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. We need to get through four, five, six more here. We need points on our serves. Here's Kennedy. They play it. Going to set it for the middle and hit it over. We get it set up for Tegan. Tegan flips it in an almost dead spot. They get their hand on it, but it never got a foot off the floor. So 19-14, we're only down five. Let's go, Kennedy. Get another great serve there. Make them scramble. Kennedy will serve again. They play it up near the net, setting it up and for number 15, Kreider, and she can't get it across again. So that's working pretty well, and the Knights are calling a timeout. It is now 19-15. Indians with this much-needed run that we've been looking for, and we have them scrambling. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute after this from K&L Tractor Sales.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium, and speaking of Etzlers, I see Kathy Etzler up there and her brother Dave Springer sitting up at the top row, and we have a pretty decent crowd here, so Kennedy Mullenkamp is going to start it up again. They play it, not real well, but they play it, and they smash it, and we block it back down on their side, and it is 19-16. Indians back in this contest. Kennedy Mullenkamp with some really nice serving, and we are coming at them. Indians now don't want to go down easily, and they receive the serve. The setter with a double hit, and it's 19-17. Indians coming back on them now. 19-17, this is what we really, really needed. Keep this undefeated season going. When she... As soon as I say that, she puts one in the net. But that was going to be a really good serve. She was going to dink that over, and they were going to have all kinds of trouble playing that because there wasn't anybody there. So it's 20-17, and number 23, Colwicky, will come in to serve for the Lady Knights. Callie plays it. Kennedy back sets it for Tegan off their blockers and out of bounds. So it's 20-18. Indians only down two. Let's go, Tegan. Tegan's going to go back to serve for our Indians. So here comes Tegan. Tough serve. They play it, but not very well. They're struggling. Going to roll shot it across. Indians play it, get it back over to them on the first hit. They're going to set it up for a big smash. We block it. Indians play it. Kennedy sets it up for Mara, and they play it, and they put it across on the second hit, and Callie saved it. Mara was going to just tip it over on the second hit and missed just short, so it's 21-18. And it'll be Callie Gregory. Mara sets it up for Kennedy, and Kennedy sets it up for Guggenbiller. And it's another double hit for the Lady Knights. 21-19 now. Indians only down two. And Callie will go back to serve. Let's see if we can get four or five out of Callie here. And maybe six would win the game for us, win the set for us. So let's get some points here. Callie, they play it tough. They're struggling. They're going to get it across. Tegan Kennedy sets it up for Mara, and they block it, and we can't. It comes down on our side. So 22-19, but we have come back pretty well on them here. We need to get it going here. Ellie Klein with a lot of service points today. She's serving for the Lady Knights. Mara plays it. Tegan sets it up for Mara, and it just goes out right here, kind of down our end, and the official write on it, it was about 6 inches out of bounds. So 23-19, we have to get points here. We can't let them get to set point, and they serve it out of bounds. 23-20, and here comes Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla, we need one of those famous runs that you've had in many, many, many of the sets we've played this year. Played and not played well, and two of them kind of bumped it, and that it went off to the side, and neither one of them could get over to get it. 23-21, and Kayla with a service point and a timeout for the Crestview Knights. And one thing I was going to mention, we have a pretty good amount of fans here today at Delphus Volleyball. We had very few, and we had 50 fans at the Delphus football game Saturday afternoon. That's embarrassing. We need to support these kids. I know Delphus is we don't love going up to Delphus, but the kids, the Delphus fans, they had their canal days going on and all kinds of things going on downtown, and they had hundreds of fans, and those fans cheered Delphus on to that victory. We were up three scores early in the second half, and they brought their fans brought their team back. So here we are, good serve, going back and forth at the net. We're setting it up for Mara. They get it up near the net. They're going to set it up to the left side, and they put it down, and they are at match point, 24-21. And it will be Figley back to serve again for the Lady Knights. We need to get 6 points in a row. Here we go. Setting it up for Mara. And Mara puts it down inbounds and down on their side, 24-22. And Mara will go back to serve. We have to get to 26, so we need 4 points here, but if we get two, it keeps it moving. So we have to get those. They're setting it up, and a big smash with a set from Gregory to Maya Etzler, and she smashes it through our defense and down, and it is the end of set number three. It's Crestview Knights 25, and the Indians 25-22, final score in set number three. And that is it for this match. We'll be back in just a little bit, and we'll talk about kind of the stuff coming up and how this night went. Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Ray Knight Gymnasium at Crestview High School here in Convoy. Our Lady Indians come up here and take on what is probably the number three team in the state, although I could not find that anywhere, but that was a report downstairs in Division 4, and we were number five in Division 3, and they kind of handed it to us. Our JVs won the first match, and they won the first set 25-13 and 25-19 to win the JV contest. But the Crestview Knights, all three sets looked very, very much identical. Crestview out to a 7-8, 10-point lead before we could finally fight back and make it respectable. They won each one of those sets through the first 15 to 18 points by 8 or 10 points. We lost the first two by identical scores of 25-18, so we outscored them in the last third of all three of those sets. But we kept spotting them to large leads, and I'm not good at seeing what's going on, but we just can't do that. I don't know what happened. Don't know how we came back. Don't know how we got so far behind. It looked like we were playing the same way all through there, and it looked like the Lady Knights were playing the same all through all three sets. But it was a little tough. That's our first defeat of the season, and we lost in three sets. That makes it really difficult to give them points. I think that the first set, we got the first point, and I think they got the next eight. And the second set, think they got six or eight before we got a score, and we were down 10 very quickly. And then the third set, we were down 10. I believe we were down 15-5 and came back and outscored them 17-10. But we were already down too much. All three sets, we were down 10 points somewhere before they got to 15 points. And we would come back and outscore them in the end, but it was too late. We would get two, and they'd get one. We'd get two, they'd get one, but it was too late, and we couldn't make it up. Just kind of run out of points to keep getting. We played well. I think everybody did well. Our knuckleball serve, they didn't have any problem with it, and I'm not sure we did it as well as we sometimes have, but. We gave them no problem with that knuckleball serve, and we handled their serves almost all the time. And Maya Etzler, she's the real deal. In the first couple of sets, I didn't call her name much, and as soon as I said it out loud, she had the next two points were just giant smashes by her, and she's obviously a tremendous player, but. The Callie Gregory had a lot of really great hits for the Lady Knights. And both teams were making great saves on great smashes. And this was a really good contest. I We won the last third of every one of these sets, but we were so far behind in the first two-thirds that we couldn't come up with a victory. So, and it doesn't get easier. This was number three team in Division Four, and again, I don't have the Division Four. I don't have the new rankings in front of me here, because all I could see was the daily standards, and they didn't get it out in time. That the OHSAA didn't get it out in time for their deadline. They did on the football, but not on the volleyball. But tomorrow night we play Coldwater. From what I have, they are ranked number two in Division Three. That one is at home, and that will be a WPGW simulcast with Rob Weaver, and that'll be also on the NFHS video, and it's student appreciation night, so let's get a bunch of fans out there. It's a home game, so you know, we need to get fans there, but we also need to be getting fans at the away games. Football, it was embarrassing. They had 50 fans on a Saturday afternoon, and the, you know, obviously the Buckeyes are playing, but they played Western Kentucky. They're not going to lose that game. Get up and support our kids. We have to have fans at the games. It's just the Duffest fans, you know, we were three scores up on them early in the second half. We had all the momentum, and their fans just willed them into that victory and cheered them on, and I don't like that. So we need to get fans at the games, and you just have to go to the games. Again, it's kind of set up pretty nice this time, because up here, you know, it's a half or 45-minute, an hour trip up here, depending on where you live. But we had a pretty decent crowd here tonight. Tuesday, tomorrow, it's home at against Coldwater, so I'm sure we'll pack the gym, because we always do, and then the football guys can get to the game, and they've been really cheering on our Lady Indians. They have been as good of fans as you could possibly want, but you know, with practice tonight, and they had no chance of getting up here in time to cheer this on. Student appreciation night tomorrow against Coldwater. Thursday, we're at Marion Local. Get some people over there. Get over there and help root them on. That's going to be a tough one, and we need to keep fighting with them. Fort Recovery and New Bremen are leading the MAC with three wins, no losses, and we need to keep up our end of it. And so we have our work cut out for us, but our fans can help us win those games. And then Friday, we should have a bunch of fans there, too, at the football game hosting New Bremen. That's homecoming. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. Pregame show will start at 6:40. The volleyball at Marion Local will be a WCSM simulcast. Rob and with WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, we both rely on internet to connect back to our studio, and we cannot get an internet connection in that gym, so we will be simulcasting WCSM for the volleyball at Marion. But again, Indians lose in three sets, 25-18, 25-18, and a nice great comeback, outscoring them, I think 17-10 or something there toward the end. So 25-22 was the loss in the last set. So Indians' first defeat of the season. And, again, I can't stress enough, get out to the games. Get out to the games. We're broadcasting them for the people that can't get to the games, not the ones that won't get to the games. It's just very disappointing that our players don't have great fan support right now. For years, game after game, we've had nice support, and now it's kind of gone away, and I don't know why, and I don't like it. We need to get people out to the games. Enough of my rant. We'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver, WPGW, tomorrow night for Student Appreciation Night Volleyball hosting Coldwater. We'll be back, I guess, tomorrow with Rob Weaver.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fortin Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fortin Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.
On the second hit, and now she will serve. It's 14-4, and it is long. So the Indians get a break there, 14-4. And believe she's staying in. Yep, I see Carly Niekamp in the game for the Indians now. And